I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Education workers and their unions continue to put pressure on the Ontario government as negotiations on a new collective bargaining agreement remained stagnant at Queen's Park. A rally and march were held on University Avenue outside the office of Monty McNaughton, the Minister of Labour, Immigration, Training, and Skills Development. The march towards Queen's Park ended with speeches from union representatives. Ontario School Board Council of Unions President Lauren Walton spoke to the crowd during the rally.
Dear Doug, I represent 55,000 union leaders. Every single one of our members is a leader. Every single one of our colleagues is a leader. And if you're going to take on me, you're going to take on everybody. Let's go.
Without an agreement before the November 4th deadline, more than 55,000 workers are expected to strike. Unions are calling for an 11.7% pay increase in the new collective bargaining agreement, while the Ontario government countered with a 2.5% increase for workers earning $43,000 or less, and a 1.5% increase for those earning more than that threshold. Further, workers are asking for overtime pay at twice the regular pay rate, 30 minutes of paid pre-prep time per day for educational assistants and early childhood educators, and an increase in benefits and professional development for all workers. About 100 representatives met with the government at Queen's Park on November 2nd, as well as ongoing talks on November 3rd. However, an agreement was not reached and negotiations broke down. Earlier in the week, Premier Doug Ford said he intended his government to invoke the notwithstanding clause to push Bill 28, the Keeping Students in Class Act 2022. The notwithstanding clause allows elected leaders federally and provincially to override certain rights in the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. With the bill being passed, the government announced that there will be fines against education workers who strike each day starting on November 4th. QP Ontario said they and other unions will help workers pay these fines. QP President Fred Hahn said that what's most important is that workers engage in political protest on November 4th and fight for their right for equal pay.
As a QP education worker, what can you count on from your national union? Of course, picket pay, the continuation of benefits, the standards things we would do in a strike. But I'm proud to tell you that our National Executive Board debated a motion and people voted from coast to coast to coast unanimously to indemnify any worker, any local, any part of our union against fines, no matter what kind of fines you hear about. Don't you worry, our union has our back. What we've got to do is make sure that each and every one of us is out on Friday, November the 4th, engaging in a political protest to stand up for our rights, for our members, for kids, and for our future.
Minister of Education Stephen Lecce said that he and the government remain committed to keeping schools open and kids in classrooms.
I'm very cognizant of the extraordinary difficulty the strikes and the pandemics of the past 3 years have had on children in Ontario. This is not a normal time in society. Kids are in a different place. This is not the 90s under the Ray government when there were local strikes, or the Harris government, or the McGuinty government where there were strikes there too. This is a different time. And I would argue most parents would accept the premise. This is an unprecedented challenge on children. And they're seeing the regression in their children's social, emotional, physical, and mental health. And on that basis, we feel strongly that we must do everything available to government to give a voice to children. You speak about those rights. I speak about the right of a child to have an ability to have an education, to be supported.
The 55,000 education workers that are expected to strike include education assistants, early childhood educators, custodians, and administrative assistants. The Toronto District School Board and the Toronto Catholic District School Board announced that schools will be closed for in-person learning on November 4th. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.